This is the News and Talk of Nevada. Now, Bosma on Business with award-winning entrepreneur Mike Bosma. Sponsored by Clifton Larson Allen CPAs. We're getting Northern Nevada back to business on News Talk 780 KOH and KKOH.com.
Good morning, Reno. It is Mike Bosman, your business savvy CPA, coming to you from a new holiday. Yes, indeed. Just rolled off a Martin Luther King holiday. You know, just that day where all of the federal government's closed, but we all have to go to work. So it's good. It's good. Hopefully you enjoyed yours. You know, one of the things my pastor from Life Church was kind of going through Dr. King's chronology, his life. And, you know, he started as a pastor, and a lot of good things come out of people who have a passion for helping those in need, the downtrodden, the repressed. And I'm just all about helping business owners not be downtrodden and depressed. And so what you want to do is you want to stay tuned for 60 minutes of action-packed business adventure. I've got some tales from my travels. I've got Katrina Loft and Winkle from M&A Business Advisors. I've got Chris Pereira from Pereira Builders. And you want to stay tuned. We're going to be able to kind of enlighten you on some things that are going on in the tax reform land. And also, Katrina is just going to keep me in check. So, Katrina, welcome back. It's been a little while.
It's been a while, yeah.
Puerto Rico.
I've told you, every time you mention it, you're going to make a donation.
Okay. And who am I donating to?
To, I will find out.
Okay.
Let's do Salvation Army. Oh,
no,
directly
how Nevada for, Center for Entrepreneurship and Technology.
No, it needs to be directly to Puerto Rico. Directly to Puerto Rico. Fine. There's probably something. I'll find something.
Okay.
Don't worry.
So you track how many. Now, I have to say Puerto Rico employees, though.
No.
Not just Puerto Rico.
No, Puerto Rico.
Okay. So for the benefit of our listeners, a year ago, I had how time flies.
I think it was.
I had Kyle from Have Lights Will Travel on, and he had this interesting business model of importing Puerto Ricans for his business. And so they, you know, speak a dialect of Spanish, evidently. And so once he had one person in the shop that spoke Puerto Rican, it was easy to bring other people over. Of course, their island decimated through the hurricanes,
and that was before the hurricanes.
So I just thought, you know, they're U.S. citizens, so you don't have to do anything with visas or anything. And of course, so I've always tried to, I'm still trying to figure that business model out. But Katrina believes I should donate to charity every time I bring up this stupid idea.
Yes, that's been three times so far since we've aired.
I believe six times
for the day.
All right. So our entrepreneur in residence, Chris Pereira, Pereira Builders, Allied Electric, and Norpro. Chris, welcome to Bosma on Business.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. So kind of where we start our little journey off is tell us a little bit about your business.
Okay. First created Pereira Builders for rehabs and for helping local investors here.
Okay. So like people that have imported here from Puerto Rico and kind of get off of drugs and alcohol.
Not on these situations.
God,
okay. Rehabbing real estate.
Correct.
Real estate. Gotcha. And I have my fun. Okay. Rehabbing real estate. So you're doing the real estate thing. Okay, cool.
Correct. And in the process of doing that and making these homes that were eyesores in neighborhoods come out to be better and improved, and some of these homes were empty for a year or more, so all the neighbors in that area liked us.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Now did you rehab other people, or did you buy and rehab your own?
No, for other people.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Okay. So I remember when I put the lawn in at the we call it the clubhouse. So you know, if, my little hamlet down there. Corner of Wells, or not Wells, Holcomb and Ryland, called the Bosma Business Center. And I was told that I'm supposed to do a shameless plug and say, we have a few offices left, get in line, hurry quick, and we have a sale. Now, I made the mistake of...
We have a sale?
Right.
So that means I get a discount on my rental. So.
For people that aren't already there already wrestled me down to crazy low rents. But... But basically, for the business center on the first floor, we have a couple offices left. But basically, the person in charge of leasing now, who is amazing.
She's amazing.
Right. She's married well. No, I married well.
You married well.
I did. And but she's tired of leasing. So she doesn't want to lease anymore.
So she wants to just lease them up. That's
she
smart.
Just said, can I just get these leased? And good. I think if I give a free month's rent, that'll do her.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So
great idea.
So that's the deal. So anyway, give her a call. So yeah. Anyway, and I digress.
Okay.
Didn't take my ADHD medicine this morning.
Apparently not.
All right. So that means it's going to be a fun show.
Yeah, that it does.
All
that
right.
Does.
So Chris, you're talking about your rehabbing. How many employees, that kind of stuff?
We had anywhere from 6 to 10 employees at any one time.
Okay.
Going from 1 to 3 rehabs
okay.
concurrently. And during that process, we found a niche that gave me an opportunity. And it was the repair list. While a home is going through a sale, an inspector comes and right. does an inspection on the home. And there's a punch list
the
of
punch
things
list,
that need
right.
to be done. And items that the buyer wants done or the lender wants done or both.
And to try and get all those crews back, right?
Right.
So they probably just have a deal worked out with those contractors, like the tile contractor, the carpet guy, to say, hey, rather than pull your crew off, I'll just have somebody come behind. But, you know, you do. I'm sure that comes out of their contract somehow. But.
It does. And what we found out was it wasn't just our rehabs. They were general homes that were for sale.
Right. Right.
Get this punch list, and they don't have anybody to really go to.
Gotcha. Okay.
Or
to
you
do
may
everything,
have to call.
Yeah.
Yeah. Five different contractors,
and none of them call you back.
Right.
That's
that
now.
May happen.
Yeah. Right now.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So you found this niche, kind of doing kind of the punch list.
Right,
I would call it the honeydew
list. Correct.
Right. Okay.
And then we found that real estate agents were spending so much time trying to get the various contractors from the HVAC, the plumber,
right,
the electrician,
right.
and they would have to coordinate the times mm-hmm. and meet with them and negotiate between buyer, seller.
Right.
And that took up a lot of their time, a lot of their sales cycle.
Right. And of course, they're not getting paid for it. So
correct.
Now they're motivated to get a solution.
Absolutely.
And that was Pereira Builders.
And that was Norpro.
Norpro. Okay.
Correct. So at Nor, we created that name because it's a niche market in the real estate. It's
okay.
Notice of Required Repairs.
Oh.
Oh, I did not know that.
Which is a real estate term.
Okay.
And the form used for that.
Okay.
So we call
hence
it
the Norpro.
Norpro.
Okay.
Cool.
And that way real estate agents can associate, can okay. relate to that term.
Right. Okay. That makes sense. So,
yeah.
And is that a separate legal entity or do you just do it as kind of a...
It's a DBA under Pereira Builders.
Gotcha. Okay. That means doing business as. Now,
I did know that.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah,
thanks
did
for
you
clarifying.
Know that that was a TLA?
I've learned that a couple shows ago.
Yeah, 3-letter
yes,
acronym.
Yes, right. Thank you. I forgot.
Yeah. Us accountants, you use them all the time.
Yeah,
makes
yeah.
us feel smart.
Code, whatever.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So you got now, you got two buildings. You got the rehab business, which is Prayer Builders. You got the Notice of Required Repairs business, Norpro. And when is all this happening? What time frame?
Within the last 1.5 to 2 years.
Okay. Okay. Cool.
So
I was going to say a lot. Of, now, where were you in 2008?
Wow. That's going way back.
Right. So were you in the trades then?
Or? No, I was not.
Okay.
I built my first house when I was 30.
Okay.
So I've always loved construction, anything to build and friends, families. But life took me in a different direction, career-wise.
Okay, no, I got you, but I just don't understand. You know, you say you love construction. Mm-hmm. I tolerate construction.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The reason I do construction is because I'm a tightwad.
Right.
It's my accounting
right.
DNA.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, just for example, you know, we bought a nice little house out on Foothill. You can see my Bosma Way sign as you drive by. Everybody knows where I live.
Yes.
And you know, I get some quotes and they want to charge me, Chris, $2,600 to build a pantry. I mean, I'm like, all you got to do is close this wall, close this doorway,
wow.
put some shelves in,
right?
Tape texture, light. How hard can it be? So, $2,600. You know, it's
seems a
Right,
that will
cut into my wine budget.
And that will, yeah, we can't have
that's
that.
The critical factor.
Yes, right.
So I don't have a problem. And so I asked Jill, the amazing and talented Jill Bosma. I said, you know, give me two Sundays, I can get this done. And she's okay. Well, that's fair, because you know the reason you got to negotiate that is because you're gonna have the house tore up,
right?
And
dusty and messy,
and so it's just kind of like, you know, versus you hire a professional like you, and you know you kind of come in, you get your crew, done, right? Mm-hmm. And you like use these plastic things to cover stuff, and
right. You didn't do that.
You know, that's just way too much preparation for me. You know, it's just easier to wipe off the dust. Then put the stuff up. Dust gets out anyway. You got to wipe it down. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Okay.
So anyway, 3 Sundays later, I complete the pantry, and I learned how to tape texture. And
did you YouTube it?
I did. but then of course I had my building guy Ramon, comrade in arms, and he came over and helped, and because he actually knows what he's doing, and it took 40 hours of my time and probably about the same amount of Ramon's time.
Wow.
And so I did the math on that because I'm an accountant.
Yeah.
And I was like, 40 hours of my time, I had a good friend of mine, he said, Mike,
doesn't pencil.
Your best asset you have isn't the hammer, it's the pencil.
Yeah.
Right?
True.
So it was the most expensive pantry. We call it the Pantry Taj Mahal.
Right.
And
it
that's
turned
what
out
we
good,
hear
though.
From
yeah.
our clients all the time is the homeowner may know how to do it, mm-hmm. but it's what is their time value.
Right, what's their time worth? Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And I have a factor of three. You can do it for 1/3 of the time it takes me. Usually. So, because even when you put up all that plastic stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Correct.
It's so funny. So Ramon, when he was helping me, cause he's a professional. So he puts up the plastic, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm seeing how he's doing. I'm like, that's a lot. That's smart. You know, reason I never put up the plastic stuff is cause I can never figure out how not to get the tape all gummed up in the plastic stuff and actually get it stick to the wall. You know, so by the time it gets to the wall, there's no stickiness left.
Can't do that, I wouldn't be building walls.
So Ramon, I see how Ramon's doing. I like that. Makes a lot of sense. And so he's got this completely airtight pocket for the pantry, mm-hmm. and he's in there sanding, you know, and he comes out, you know, he's got the ventilator mask on and everything, and he's just like, there's just, you can't even see him in there, so much dust.
Yeah. It's very dusty. Very dusty. I had a similar project, same time. Mine was a lot cheaper, cleaner, done, in and out. Yep.
And a lot of the people think, oh, it takes too much time to put the plastic. But overall, it's less time for cleanup.
And cleaning, for sure.
Well, it all depends on who's doing the cleanup. So how much my time versus your time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Nice.
So now you just bought a business. So you kind of got a couple of businesses, and I guess as entrepreneurs go, two's never enough. So what was this business you just purchased?
It's Allied Electric.
Okay. Shocking.
Shocking.
So why did you purchase Allied?
It kind of just happened, actually. I wasn't really looking. And I got a little story behind that, too.
Sure, go ahead.
I have insomnia, so I can't sleep at night. I had to think of work or the next project to do.
Okay.
And I was online, and there was this business for sale. It doesn't tell me who the owner is or what it is. It's just a business. It's an electrician company. And I noticed Katrina's name on there.
Ah.
And Katrina and I met before.
We've worked
before the last few years. And I said, hey, let me just email her, find out what this is about.
What's going on?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
And at the time, my intentions were, this is a long shot.
Right.
You know, I can't sleep. Let's just shoot
that
an email
problem,
out and see what happens.
Gotcha.
2 weeks later, this started all coming together.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. And when did the transaction close?
On December 1st.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And, it was just timing of everything.
Okay. Can you say how much you bought it for?
I don't think we can. Actually, he cannot.
Oh, okay. That's okay. But
my
job as the host of the show is to make you say things you regret later.
Right.
So,
job is to keep you in line. Yes.
Right.
No, he's under confidentiality.
Okay, that's fine. So did employees come with that?
Yes, two employees.
Two employees, correct. All right. And kind of what's the revenue run that they had?
They have...
I want to say about 550, 600.
550, 600 grand of revenue. Okay, so cool. So let's do this as we're talking about the journey of acquiring a business, kind of what that looks like, due diligence, and kind of what you got to do to make sure when you whatever you pay for the business, that I will find out later. I will make you talk. Whatever you pay for the business, make sure that that's not a lost cause. So it's the shocking show for Bosma on Business. News Talk 780 KOH. Welcome back to Bosma on Business. Your host, Mike Bosma, co-host, and who's really running the show, Katrina Loftin-Winkle from MABA, M&A Business Advisors. And, in studio also, Chris Pereira just bought Allied Electric and closed on December 1st. So one of the things that just people need to be aware of with tax reform when you're buying a business, when you're buying an asset, is... and of course it's tax season now, and you just got to be aware of just how 99% of tax preparers operate. And I call it kind of the scrambled egg tax return. I'm not throwing my fellow CPAs and enrolled agents and preparers under the bus. It's just, They look at their job as to take the information that you give them and to do a tax return. They call themselves tax preparers. So they take the information, scramble it up, get in a tax return, try and get that accurate. Well, now with tax reform, it's a thing, and you just got to be smart about getting full benefit for these types of purchases. So, and by that I mean, and kind of the rule of thumb is in tax land is you expense everything, right? You expense everything, you pay as little tax as humanly possible. Well, what I'm seeing though is people, they actually, itemized deductions and all those things, they actually have too much losses and they lose their itemized deductions, right? Because nobody's optimizing their tax situation. And so a lot of times when you buy a business, like that first year, like, hey, this is great, I'm not paying any tax, but the tax you're going to pay the next year is actually onerous, right? So you just got to be, and now with bonus depreciation, basically, new and used, you can write off 100% in 2018 and assets acquired after, I think, September 27th, 2017. So
he did good then. So it was actually a C corp too. So the seller's probably in better shape now too. Was that retroactive?
No,
it wasn't retroactive.
So did you buy the C corp or the assets?
No, he didn't. He bought the assets.
Assets.
Good.
Yeah.
But why would he? Okay. Oh man. What? Jeez.
Company.
Have done the seller, right? Mm-hmm. Because he didn't hire me, mm-hmm. right? Pay me my reasonable salary. I mean, if he had waited a month, right, it wouldn't have mattered to you if you waited.
Yeah,
a month.
We didn't know though.
No.
Yeah,
no,
we didn't
you
know
did. You absolutely did.
Not when we went into contract.
I will say this, right? So go to my Facebook page. I like to be liked. Just go, type Mike Bosman Facebook, and you look on December 1st, and I have the winners and losers, and what do you need to do about it?
Yeah, but that was too late. We signed docs on November 20 something.
Okay, but right. hold on. But you could, but that, so you signed docs, right? And actually that the original bill came out before Thanksgiving. So that's why I can go back, but I was like going that as soon as the House bill came out, that it should have been a provision because they could have, right? You say, okay, we're signing, you're going to sign, and you could have buyer and seller agree, hey, you were just going to put this off for a month, right?
Yeah,
he could have done that.
Right,
I'll
and
tell
nobody
you,
would
though,
have cared.
But, oh no, I would have cared because the longer it stays open, the longer things can happen. And okay. Yeah, it's
that's
a
true.
Good idea.
A variable factor.
But I will say that a lot of them were put off into closing right now.
Because for the seller, that's a difference of paying 34% tax versus 21% tax. That's so 40% reduction in the tax here.
Right.
So,
no, I agree. In this case, he did not have a tax issue, so it didn't matter to him, actually.
Okay.
But Right. Yeah, and he was retiring and wanted it done. He wanted it done 15 days before we did it. We actually put it off. So,
okay. Yeah. So anyway, just so people are aware, right? Because that's where, you know, you have these shocks. You're like, what the heck? I'm like, well, you know.
No, I mean, it brings up a great point. Every person that's looking at this needs to look at what their tax consequences right. and all of that, you know?
And so that's where I kind of look at after tax, after fees, right? So just pencil it and like, okay, is this an efficient way to do this?
Right.
And that's where... like 100% of the time, there's a better way that's not detrimental to the other party. You just got to be smart about it.
So right.
Anyway, I'll get off my soapbox now. But
okay.
But one of the things, I'm probably responsible for a couple $100,000 of SUV purchases. So you know, back in the day, now Katrina, you're a car person.
I am.
You know, I'm very happy to say my poor beat up truck is now mostly fixed.
Yeah, that's very cool. It only took a couple years.
It only took a couple years. I got to wait for the right time.
Yeah.
Because I was just going to do it myself. That's
oh,
probably
gosh,
a whole nother
don't
show.
Do that. No.
I got a welder for Christmas.
She's great.
I got a MIG welder.
Wow.
I can't wait. I was just
did you renew your life insurance recently? I'm concerned. I'm going to talk to Jill. I don't know.
So of course, I was in the market because now with tax reform, I knew that used to be, you were, you know, if you bought an SUV, basically the math is you take $25,000, $179, then the remaining purchase price of the SUV, you could take 50%, then another 20% of the 50%. So kind of when all the math said, so, you know, but a lot of these SUVs that's still not all of it. Right.
Right.
So, but now with tax reform, I'm like, oh, now, you know, and didn't get any press, but you know, of course the stuff I do, I'm fortunate. I used to not be able to sleep, Chris, to your point. I sleep very well now because I riddled that, but, it's called Chitty Chat and Great Sheets. So
that's a solution.
It is absolutely solution. So, but what I found was that in looking, kind of reading the law is like, oh, well now SUVs, you can write off 100%. So now, my beloved has a brand new, or not a brand new, cause you know, that let's
new
talk
to her.
Yeah, new to her. So you got a 16, yeah. SUV. But when you come back, what I'd like to do is kind of talk about that process of, you know, because, you know, you've got some assets, vehicles in your business, Katrina, you do, and almost everybody in business has a business vehicle. Let's talk about some of the intricacies of that. And of course, your journey in getting this deal done on Bosma on Business, New Stock 780 KOH. Welcome back to Bosma on Business. Your host, Mike Bosma. Hey, if you haven't looked and done a deep dive in how tax reform impacts your business, you need to. And of course, we can help do that if you want. 786-4900. One of the things last week, if you listen to the show, you know it was the redo of the divorce show. I was in Orlando at my principal meeting for Clifton Larson Allen, and I'll just tell you, Clifton Larson Allen, you know, size wise in the country number 8, but what really matters is we don't focus on SEC. All we do is we focus on closely held businesses, and I'll tell you, I always thought I was a pretty good tax practitioner prior to joining CLA. The tools that they give me now are just phenomenal.
Yeah,
I mean, it is
great articles, great. Right. I mean, just yeah,
it's just thought leadership and just yeah. Hey, this is, you know, it matters because we live, eat and breathe small business, and so it's just kind of like and that's where it's tragic when you don't do it. You know, like
yeah.
Businesses are out there. They say, "I don't have time." It's like, well, you shouldn't have to decipher all this stuff. That's what your CPA.
Oh, it's
is
so
for.
Much stuff. No one can. I mean, that's impossible.
Nuts.
Yeah,
so,
it's a full-time job.
Well, yeah, so it's like right now, just by way of example. Okay, so under now effective January 1st of this year, Internal Revenue Code 199 Cap A, they did away with DPAD, Domestic Production Activities Deduction. That was that 9% deduction you hit on the bottom of your return, replaced by a 20% business deduction. But as soon as you hit, it's all good until you hit $315,000, and then planning starts. So that's where it's kind of like if you get over that by a dollar.
Wow.
By a dollar.
That's a low amount too.
Right.
Wow.
Right. By a right. dollar, all of a sudden, if you had, because you didn't plan and you can't plan when you're doing taxes next year. So right. It's like, you got to change your business model this year to get her done. And that's where it's like, yeah, that's what I mean. I've just been scrambling. I had a guy who wanted me to help him, and he's left 4 messages. And I'm like, I'm so busy helping my clients.
Yeah.
And I was out of town and my phone went swimming. So, That's a whole nother
show.
One
of them is my surgeon.
Oh.
He should be calling you.
Okay. Yeah. But I'll make sure I return his phone call.
I was drugged while we were talking about you, though, so I don't know. Sure, I don't know how that went, but yeah.
So did you talk about any territories in the United States?
I don't remember. Okay, we didn't. Of course not.
I was trying to get you.
Jeez, I'm not going to say it.
So, but real quick, we talked about the SUVs and planning and kind of that stuff. It was fascinating. I had a buddy of mine at one auto dealership, and I've bought cars from him before. I know the owner, so you know those are nice. You send him a text. Hey, this is kind of what I'm looking for. If you find, let me know. And so I did that, and you know, we kind of negotiated what that deal was. They had a card on their lot that I liked, and kind of what my trade-in was going to be. Negotiated the whole thing. Got to the lot, and of course that's Reno Dodge, and Don Weir's great guy.
Yeah.
Worked with his son Bo, and that was awesome. But you know, like we had this deal completely negotiated before I ever stepped foot on the lot, and of course we test drive the car, and Joel's like, it's too big.
Oh no!
Right, and I'm like, okay, that's fine. She's like, I want the shorter version. I don't like the long one.
Oh yeah,
extended. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, that's fine. So I'm looking. Of course, now I've only got a couple days to get this deal done, so I get the deduction because I went to deduction last year. So I find a new one, same deal. You know, tax. Hey, and we negotiated our deal. Walked into the dealership, and I'm like, I'm like, okay, looks good. They're like, oh well, we got it wrong. What I said we could do, we can't do.
Oh no!
And now that is the traditional dealership experience, where and I'm in the dealership for 2 hours, and I'm getting upset because I'm really busy the last week of the year doing planning. And I'm like, you said it was 10 minutes. I've been here an hour. Now you say you can't do the deal that you said you can do. And I said, okay, toodles, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Right. By the time I got back to my office, he's like, oh no, sorry, we were mistaken.
Oh.
Get all the way back to the dealer, and I kept telling him, it's like, send me the sheet, and the deal sheet,
right?
And so he was like, well, just come down. I said, I'm not coming down. Send me the sheet. So he sends me the sheet, and it's not what we negotiated again, right? Except there's an extra. He just threw in a tomfoolery $600 charge, and I said, no, take it out. I'm not. And he goes, no, this is the best we can do. I said, okay, I'm done. And I said, but it wasted a half of my day.
Yeah.
And I said, it's infuriating.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I would say Don Weir, very positive experience.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that was not Don. Let's just be clear.
No, Don Weir was awesome. Weir. Okay. Very positive.
Good.
It was great. They did exactly the deal we negotiated.
No, they're great. Yeah.
No, that was great. I'll tell you, that was fantastic. So,
good.
But that's where it's like just business model, right? Like, Chris, your business, you're dealing with homeowners all the time.
Correct.
Right? So have you perfected the art of the bait and switch? It was $100 and send a bill for more?
I think the biggest key is listening to the customer.
Right.
And that's what people really want. And they're kind of apprehensive, like you go into a car dealership, okay, what's the electrician or the contractor going to push me into?
Right.
Right.
But if you listen to them, they'll tell you what they want, and that makes for a win-win for both
right.
people.
No, I got you. So when you bought, Allied Electric, what mattered to you when you bought that to get that deal done? What were you concerned about? Customers, employees, inventory, equipment, what?
Everything.
Okay.
Most importantly, their reputation.
Okay.
Did I have to overcome any obstacles?
Right.
But now,
how did you
years.
Check that out?
Just on online reviews.
Okay.
Word of mouth. Okay. As you know, Northern Nevada is a very close community, so a lot of people heard
not
about
not a lot
Allied.
Of electricians either. Not a lot. So
right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
And if there are quite a few, are just commercial or
right.
Yeah. Right. Right. Most of them are just commercial, and this they do residential.
Residential.
So, yeah.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. I put some new light fixtures in Casa Bosma, and it's the first time I've ever worked with electrical. I didn't get shocked because I always get shocked.
Right.
Always. It's just, you just know it's going to happen,
Wow.
Yeah. So,
you turn the power off though, right? I mean,
well, let me, okay. So okay, in my defense, okay. So, So so there's an existing light fixture. So if the light's off, that means the
Not mean it's off. You have to go to the breaker.
I always want to make sure.
I had the same conversation with my husband. It was very upsetting. Yeah, I finally got him to do it. But
to turn off the breaker.
Yes, because that's what you're supposed to do.
Did you buy him a purse too?
Well, she called Allied.
Some cute little pumps.
I kept telling him I was going to call Allied, and he spent all day on it, all day, and it was like a.
So, so light's off. So obviously there's no power. So then I go do it, and I realize that it has a dimmer switch. So it's got power.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Wow.
Got me again.
Wow. Yeah, it's really easy to just go flip the switch and then do it.
So it's just like putting the plastic
safety
up.
Safety first. It's another thing to do.
It's another thing to do.
No, it's not just like that. It's actually safety.
It is.
Right. So we have to preserve your brain. So
you did some due diligence on the online reviews.
Correct.
Reputation from customers. It was an asset deal, so you kind of have to worry about any liability coming along with that. What else mattered to you?
The employees.
Okay.
That mattered a lot because they're the face of the company when they're out with the customer.
Right.
And I've actually hired Allied with Pereira Builders and Norpro.
Oh, okay. So you already knew them.
Oh, and they were excellent
when
they came out. They built rapport, listened to me,
excellent
customer service. And sometimes the owner and the office can offer excellent customer service, but the field workers, that's critical. That's who shake hands with the customers.
Okay. So, and how'd you get the dough to make this happen? You borrow it, finance it, write a check?
Both.
Okay.
Both. It was a creative finance deal. So.
Okay. Well, of course.
Of course.
That's kind of Katrina's thing.
That is my thing, yes. Right.
Okay. And was there any owner carry? Was the owner...
Yep. Yes.
Mm-hmm. The owner was able to kind of fully extricate themselves? Because a lot of times that's where they're doing due diligence on you, too.
Correct.
Right. Right.
And
that made it easier because they knew him. So they were glad it was him. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. That was really good.
No, that's actually a great point.
It was really good.
Yeah. Something you've already worked with.
Correct.
That's a no-brainer.
On both sides. There was a lot of trust between them. So that's a huge point.
In fact, that's what I'd probably say. If you're out looking for a business, and you see this all the time, Katrina, or people, they kind of know, but then, so they don't use you.
Right.
Which is a mistake.
It is a mistake. You can make some very costly mistakes.
And the reason is, I tell business owners, even if you know the purchaser, and sometimes, Katrina, you give some love on the fee if you're not
We absolutely give a discount. Yeah.
If they bring the whole thing to us
and say, here's what I want to buy, and all we have to do is then figure it out,
Because the reason you still need to use you is so that there's somebody that's tasked with making the deal happen who gets paid when the deal happens. And I'll tell you, just time kills deals. The longer a deal drags on, the less likely it's going to, Chris, you're running your business, Allied's running their business, and the longer that percolates, right?
Well, and disclosures, and especially when you know and trust someone, you think, oh no, we're good on that. Well, that's the time. I mean, I have countless horror stories when that has happened, where people haven't, double checked things, and then it's gone south.
And then they get surprised.
They come to me later and try and sell it, and they should have done X, Y, and Z and disclosures and all this stuff, and they didn't do it.
That's exactly it.
I think having Katrina was a critical part of this. Even if I knew Allied was selling initially, I would have still gone to Katrina because they made sure it progressed.
Right, right. Yeah, getting docs together and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's hard to do. Yeah, yeah.
That's what I say. Entrepreneurs, I love them. I am one. We're always trying to change our own light fixtures.
Right.
You got to hire an expert, and probably the other thing that's fascinating with tax reform, talking about hiring experts is, there's a whole band of tax preparers that are going to go out of business. And because they just aren't needed anymore, they kind of got replaced with TurboTax and now, if you're not itemizing, it's just kind of like, no, I can do this. I mean, literally, we're moving towards, you could, file your taxes online and not have to fill out a form, And so, that's good news, bad news. There's a lot of the lower end that are going to get repurposed and do something else. But the other part of it is there's a lot of kind of non-robust CPAs, enrolled agents, and tax preparers that, they they kind of do that scrambled egg tax return. And what people need now is, you know, kind of, they don't have CFOs because their businesses don't need them. You know, they need a whole host of services. They need your brain, not just right. the ability to get it into a form. So let's do this. Chris, I appreciate you sharing your story. Let's do this when we come back. The number one thing when you're buying a business, you heard it here and only here. It's Bosma on Business. News Talk 780 KOH. Welcome back to Bosma on Business. Your host, Mike Bosma. Hey, as I mentioned on the last segment, if your business model is all about meeting clients in Starbucks, basically, I can, you know, it's funny. I was looking down the rent roll the other day, and I was just like, who are all these people that I don't really know? They're not around the building a lot, so I don't run into them. And they're like, oh no, they just need the meeting space,
drop-in space.
So they do a drop-in because it comes with this, and basically they get the meeting space for free.
Yeah.
And it's cheaper than any other meeting space on the planet. I'm like, oh, okay, well that's awesome.
Yeah. By the way, there's an app for that.
There
Remember
is.
We were going to create an app for uh-huh. that? There already is one. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll get you the name.
And I appreciate that.
Yeah.
All right. So we leave our listener with the number one thing. So number one thing, get a free rent if you sign a year lease. a few spaces left. Katrina, what do you think? Buying a business,
you know,
number one thing.
When you're buying a business, just assembling the right advisors, due diligence is super important, and going through all the documents and making sure that they're accurate, they match up to the bank statements. I've had people do due diligence and not want bank statements and not want all that checks and balances. I mean, it's really, really crucial to make sure I've seen where people sometimes deposit money into a bank account, which artificially inflates
right.
sales that weren't there.
Right.
So you have to really check everything. So having the right advisors, the right disclosures, have a broker, have the right CPA, have the right attorney,
right.
all that.
Cool. Chris, what do you think?
I think current sustainability is the business surviving on its own right now.
Mm-hmm.
And what is or has been the trend. And with that information, what can you do as an entrepreneur to take it to the next level?
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So, and that's where I would say a lot of deals I see for my number one thing, I would say, you know, have a backdoor escape clause. And by that, I mean, you know, for most deals that, you know, you're going to run into, you can't do so much due diligence. You'll spend all the money, more than the purchase price, just trying to make sure you're buying what's really there, you know? And so, and that's where I was just, you know, I've had a lot of, I've kind of, hey, I can guarantee a certain amount of revenue. I can, so that way it's like, well, you know, because sellers, a lot of times you're like, oh, you can make this much revenue easy. Oh, you know, I do that. You know, and usually I don't even pay attention to the business. I'm mostly retired. Right. And say, fine. You know, if you think that's going to be so easy, I'll do best efforts. This is what I will commit to. You're going to commit to that, or you're going to take a haircut on your purchase price. And having that discussion, whether or not it gets in the contract, is oftentimes a good motivator for the seller, particularly to make sure all those customers transition over,
mm-hmm.
that the employees transition over, you know, because otherwise I've just seen, without that clause. And like I say, everybody, you know, they say, I'm going to do my best I can. But as soon as it's not their business, they have no interest. I mean, I've seen it time and time again. So it's kind of like having that little escape clause so that every, you know, if it wins for me, it wins for you. That's another reason why you had an owner carry on that. One of the things we're doing a lot is these free one-hour consultations. You might want to schedule yours quickly because we might have to pare them back to half-hour consultations because we're pretty busy. You know, kind of our way to give back to the community is to kind of say, hey, if you need some smart people around a table to help you take your business to the next level, that's kind of why I do the show. That's why, you know, Katrina tolerates me. It's just, you know, try and help businesses be more successful. So 786-4900 to make that magic happen. Or, and the other thing, if you go to claconnect.com. There are some great resources there for every business vertical to get on the distribution list for newsletters. It is just, you know, that way, you know, they come, you don't want to talk to me, that's fine, but it'll be able to get that information to you, especially now with tax reform. So next week, more business advisors, more business awesome. We call it Bosma on Business. News Talk 780 KOH.